This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites, folks. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
The question that we're asking today, Arv, can you just pull it up on Twitter so I can have just a quick reminder as to what it is? How satisfied are you with online services during the MCO? Do let us know. Get us on the telephone number that you should know by now. It is 018-789-8899. You can get us via WhatsApp there. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. That's our question. Now, at break, of course, we need a quick update from the FBM KLCI, courtesy of our man here, Arvind Yuvraj.
Yeah, so it is up by 0.63% by 1,337 points. Active stocks by volume include Bumi Armada Berhad, Pegasus Heights Berhad, and Hibiscus Petroleum Berhad. A quick look at the ringgit, it is at 4.3 against the US dollar, 4.7 against the euro, and 2.6 against the Aussie dollar.
Okay, then. So we have another story then. How one-third of SMEs only have enough cash flow for expenses. We've got some feedback, by the way, from the question that we asked earlier, but we'll get to those in just a few minutes. Let's get on with this story first. So the SME Association of Malaysia, in partnership with BizSphere Brand and Marketing Group, launched a survey, and it was called Business Sustainability of SMEs during the COVID-19 crisis. They launched it on the 29th of March. It attracted 15,627 SME responses in less than 18 hours. The survey was initiated to gauge the sustainability of Malaysian SMEs during the COVID-19 crisis and study the impact of the now extended movement control order.
Yeah, according to Dr. Michael Kang, National President of SME Malaysia, they have been receiving phone calls, emails and messages from SMEs since the first day of the MCO. Many have highlighted their challenges in business operations and fear of sustainability of their businesses. SME Malaysia has been sharing all of this feedback to various ministries, but until now, it sort of lacked the facts to back up its claims. So they sort of that's why they decided to run a survey to collate input from all the SMEs.
Yeah, so like Rich mentioned, the survey attracted participation of 15,627 SMEs, and this was conducted mostly via WhatsApp and the posts going viral on Facebook as well. And apparently, BizSphere only had less than 2 hours to prepare for the survey, maximizing their network of SME databases to get as many responses as possible. And they managed to get 10,000 responses in the short span of only 5 hours, which I feel, you know, shows that SMEs really want to express their opinions to the government.
Okay, let's get into some numbers. 59.2% of the survey was completed by small-size SMEs, whilst the balance was responded by 22.3% micro and 18.5% medium-sized SMEs. Most of the SMEs have less than 75 employees. The survey found that more than half of SMEs are projecting to experience more than 500,000 ringgit losses within 6 months from March to September of 2020.
Yeah, the biggest challenge here is like clearly cash flow, and most of the SMEs are very tight on cash flow with not a lot of reserves to pull them through the MCO. It is expected that there will be no cash inflow for at least 3 months due to the MCO, yet SMEs will still need to continue paying full salary, rental and some statutory payments. Nearly one-third of, or 33.3% of SMEs can only have enough cash flow for the month of March, while 37.8% can only sustain up to April 2020.
Yeah, and only 26.3% of SMEs found that government assistance through the stimulus packages will help them sustain their business, despite the additional allocation of 100 billion ringgit loan to SMEs under the package Prihatin. A staggering 77.6% of SMEs have yet to apply for the special relief fund.
Now, another thing to note is that many SMEs have already got existing loans. The economic uncertainty for the next 6 months will burden repayment capability and risk needing to file for bankruptcy. And to make things worse, 4% of the 22.5% who have applied for the loan have been rejected by the banks.
SMEs also have different reactions when asked about the possible actions they will take to manage their employees from April 2020 onwards. 43.8% say that they will persuade employees to utilize their annual leave on a voluntary basis. About 25% will initiate retrenchment of employees, which is, I guess, the worst case scenario. And SMEs will employ up to 70% of the country's total total employment. I mean, they make up 70% of the country's total employment, and this potentially translates to about 2.56 million people being out of a job.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that generally speaking, SMEs are really lacking confidence for the coming months. 82% predict losses for the financial year 2020. 29.1% of SMEs believe that business as usual can only be returned to after 6 months, and 61.7% of them believe that business will need more than 9 months in order to stabilize and go back to normal as well.
It's not being a pretty picture that's been painted out there, is it?
No, I mean, if you ignore all the numbers, there's a lot of numbers, and if you ignore all the numbers, what it means is that it's not looking good for SMEs, which is what we've been talking about, I guess, from 10 a.m. this morning, like every day. What Joe Kim said before, you know, it, even if they get through this MCO, they have no idea what the recovery will be like, which is, I guess, more important than sustaining in the first place. Like, how will they bounce back after this?
Yeah.
Of course, we are asking you that question about how satisfied are you with online services during the MCO as well. And of course, there are, if you listened earlier on, you can find out how some businesses can go from offline to online. And now with that, you know, we've got some WhatsApps come through with regard to that question. One of them here is talking about how the Grab food delivery is okay, but food is expensive and lunch can cost approximately between 30 to 40 ringgit for a family of three. And if you multiply that by seven, it gets very expensive. I've got another one here who wants to stay anonymous, who says, hi, BFM, thanks for keeping us positive, informed and forward thinking. In answer to food delivery and packaging dilemma, we can take away from our neighbourhood shops like the Kopitiam and Mamak shops, bring our own containers and bags, and let's support our neighbourhood businesses. Many don't have deliveries and provide us a service while practicing a good habit to appreciate nature. And then finally here, before we go into some messages from Instagram, super satisfied with Lazada as they're keeping operations and deliveries going. They even prepared a letter to all merchants in case we get stopped at roadblocks on our way to drop off parcels to LEL collection centres. Because of this, I have the job of packing compost to be delivered all over the country. So people are keeping busy, and the fact that they're providing the letters as well to show why they have to go through these roadblocks to keep the country moving.
And also like initiatives like we spoke about Save Our Fave yesterday. So it sort of gives companies like advance credit, or you sort of like buy you buy cash in the company, I guess, and you give them like money to stay afloat. So there are a lot of campaigns coming up, a lot of like offline to online transformations and stuff, but even then it sounds super super difficult to sustain.
Let's take a break, folks. If you want to get in touch and contribute to that question, how satisfied are you with online services during the MCO? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. When we come back, final story of the day, how you can be a Yale graduate for free. Yes, really. We'll tell you all about that in a few minutes. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.